for the circuit to get kids scholarships.
But the Mid-State's better, Mark, than it was even 10 years ago, and with the influx of population and the things that are going on there.
Oh, no question. You're getting better coaching. You know, a lot of it's facilities, it's coaching, it's competition, it's the growth, and you're seeing that now, especially in the rise of Mid-State. Like you're seeing it in football. You're seeing it more in football, I really think because of the Titans' influence, where a lot of guys that retire from the Titans or leave Vanderbilt.
Right.
To give Vanderbilt credit, you know, the guys that are aspiring coaches go into the high school scene and do an excellent job teaching these young men fundamentals. And that's what we're trying to do here with the Summer League and basketball as well.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. And Tony Jones, as I said, is on assignment. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
Hey guys.
Hey, Raj, what's up, man?
Not much. Tony Keith, everybody over that game, it was good. It was some good, some bad. It was really, I was really the Tennessee Trenton. I was kind of a little bit sad at what happened. I was proud that they turned the ball off. The team turned the ball a little bit, a lot, and then it just went smart at times. They lost four or five in a row now. What's happened to them? They kind of play good at times. Other times they don't play as good. They've kind of been on the up and down. What's happening? You know what's happened to them?
I think it's a miracle, Raj. I think it's a miracle, Raj. We haven't gotten blown out till today. I think that as a team is talent deficient as we are, it says a lot for how hard our kids have played all year, because you're going to get popped during the basketball season. I mean, Griff, that's just the way it is. You're going to have days where you can't, you just can't play. I mean,
that's true. That's why you play 30 games, Tony, in a season. I mean, you're not going to have close games. If you're an elite program, the elite programs lose outside of Gonzaga.
Sure.
We don't know when they're going to lose or at some point. So you're going to lose.
Yep.
It's just you don't want to string together consecutive bad losses where your confidence gets down. And that's what's tough is to try to keep these kids focused on the big picture. And that's where the experienced coaching staff with Coach Barnes comes in. He'll keep these guys focused for LSU. And then we can just forget about this game today and move on and maybe get a chance to play them in the SEC tournament to get some revenge. But we just got to let this one go and just chalk it up that South Carolina was the better team today.
The thing I would hate to do is play as hard as we've played all year, play that really difficult schedule non-league, and then come up a game short of even qualifying for the NIT because we overscheduled in the non-league, which was a concern of mine, Mark. The whole time that we had crafted a schedule that was too hard for the personnel that we have, even though we played teams really well. I mean, invariably, you've got to win a game. You've got to win one of those games.
Yeah, sure, I
see your point, but Tony, I disagree as far as over scheduling in the sense that as a student athlete, guys want to play the tough teams. You don't want to play the Dick Vitale Cupcake City teams because how you measure yourself, you measure yourself against the best talent out there. And what's going to be fun for me as a fan is to see if Georgia Tech gets in, knowing we beat them, to see if Kansas State gets in, knowing that we beat them, to see how Kentucky does, or hopefully, God forbid, Vanderbilt. I don't want them in the tournament, but that'll be fun as a fan to see how these other teams do. What about Oregon? The team that Dylan Brooks hit a big shot at the end of the game to beat us in Hawaii. Look at how well they're doing right now. And that's the fun part as a fan and to follow sports is to see how these teams do. Now, if we would have played a Cupcake City schedule, then it'd be like, okay, how does Chattanooga do? And then, you know, Western Carolina and all these other teams that we could have played. You don't have any teams to measure yourself against because they're inferior.
I cheer against all the teams at BS, Griff. Every single one of them. Screw them. Yeah, Raj, anything else for us on the way out?
Yeah.
Got some more calls in here.
Yeah, one thing to you.
What do you think, Keith Hatfield, limit those turnovers? How do you do that from here on out, Keith? Because we're going to go on the road with a physically talented LSU team in a cavernous building Wednesday night, Keith.
Well, I think you play the guys. You play the guys who don't throw it away,
such as.
I'm not big on yo-yoing guys in and out of the game,
right.
But I mean, the next time Amonte Turner drives till he falls flat on his back, driving into four guys, you come sit down. I mean, I think you make it to where you don't get we're going to let you play through it. No, I think at this point in the season, they've been bad enough handling the ball the last four or five games that it becomes you make a stupid play, you come grab a seat.
So you saw what Griff saw today with Lamonte Turner, Keith.
Yeah. He did it in a critical juncture in the game in here Wednesday night. He put his head down and drove down and fell on his back on the baseline. Even if the defender gets out of his way, there's nowhere to go.
He also had what I thought was an ill-advised shot against Vandy, a quick shot the other night as Tennessee was back in that game. And that's the thing that I'm not picking at him. We are picking on him today. But this is one thing I will say about him, Keith, is he has this propensity to take a mistimed quick shot. And he doesn't make them, which speaks to his awareness, his instincts. He has a propensity of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, Keith, I think is what I'm trying to say about Lamonte Turner so far this year.
He's not a player that I trust to be have his actions be in sync with time and score.
Yeah, that's the point. If not anything else, if you're going to play that position or a position where you touch the ball a lot in games and you're going to win basketball games, you can't have a guy like that with the ball in his hands. You just cannot. Yeah. And I agree with you, Keith. I think most people listening would say that when it comes to time and score and position and the things that are going on in a game, you kind of watch him and you go, why did you just take that shot? Like, where's like the other day when he carried the ball out of bounds? Again, I'm not picking on him, but even the play-by-play guy who they're paid to be as vanilla as possible said, "Where are you going? Like, what? Why are you in such a hurry there? You're on the baseline." But again, we're talking about instincts, and I realize that's a really, really difficult position to play because you got world-class athletes out there. It's a lot easier said than done. And God knows, I'm not picking on that kid, but the reality is he's just not, to this point, he's just not very instinctive. Raj, one more thing, and then I got to roll. I got to get some more calls in.
Just one more thing. How do you limit the turnovers? Which players would you put in the game to keep it from not happening?
Thank you, Raj. You're the Mac.
Okay,
thanks,
sure,
buddy. Who are you going to put in there, Keith, to limit our turnovers? Go ahead. That's a great question.
Well,
I think
Bone's really good with. I mean, obviously, I mean, certainly he. My guess is he may not be available again this year, but Bowden, I think if you look at his turnovers per minute game, he may have the best turnovers per minute on the team. I mean, Bowden values the ball.
Yeah.
And certainly, you can use Grant Williams. I mean, it's hard for fours to pressure him. I mean, Hubs showed today, now granted, I didn't get the impression that Thornwell exactly turned the screws on him either.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if Tennessee tries that in a 5-point game, I'm not sure that turns out the way it did.
You agree with that, Griff, in terms of Hubs' ball handling?
Yes. I mean, I think he handles the ball well, but I don't think he handles it great. He makes me a little nervous, actually, handling the ball, but I think it was a situation where we need to get something to try something different because what we were trying wasn't working. But I'm not comfortable at Hubs running the point. Let's get to, I mean, if we're going there, then no. I'm more comfortable when they're having a zone defense against Hubs and he's at that free throw line extension because that's where he really makes things happen.
We're an hour and 11 minutes. Go ahead, Keith.
I took one thing out of today.
Yeah.
How many times are officials going to warn Rick Barnes before they tee him up?
Boy, I was watching that at the end. He tried he tried everything to get a tee there.
He tried Wednesday night.
He was on the court.
Wednesday.
Keith, he was on the court in the ref's face, and the ref's like, I'm not doing the paperwork. Like you and Tony Jones are talking about.
Same thing the other night. I guess Anthony Jordan had a quick flight out of Columbia and didn't want to be bothered tomorrow wherever he's going to steal $3,000 tomorrow.
You know, you don't see tees called, guys, like you once did, do you? Unless I'm imagining things.
Oh, they give them out like candy in the Big 12.
It's just a different deal in this league. I don't know. It's and it was a physical.
Well,
go ahead, Mark.
I think you bring up a good point. And what's interesting, I think, I don't know if it's an intimidation because the refs try to act like they're all that. But
right.
Because you build up and, like you said, to coach worship, I think some of that comes into play because I know even in my level, which is not a high level like college,
right,
that we got to be really careful when we tell a referee. We try not to show up a referee. If anything, we've been taught like to kind of buddy up with them or even
right.
joke with them a little bit to get that future call. You know, even if you have a terrible call, you go in and say, hey, I understand that was a great call. I know you owe me one next. And then, you know, work to the later at the end of the game to try to get a good call, but not just to just flat out show them up, but you see now on TV, which I witnessed today, how many times they show Frank Martin on the sidelines versus our coach. I mean, they showed him about four times as much because he's sitting there being abusive towards his players, and that's what they think fans want to see.
Yeah.
Is these guys that are all about themselves, and you get a guy like Tony Bennett, Virginia, and they never show him because he's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman. I've dealt with him.
He's a great coach.
He's an awesome guy. He's self-deprecating. There's no question. And here's the thing about ESPN now. In an era where the coach worship thing is at an all-time high and where college basketball is not producing stars like it once did, their solution is to go with the ISO box on the coaches. Who the hell wants to look at John Calipari's fat face over there while the ball's in play? I mean, like in a production, just because you have a camera and you have technology doesn't mean you do that. It doesn't. Nobody wants to see that. Mrs. Calipari doesn't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that. Let's go to the phones.
The next thing you'll start to see, Tony
yes.
and Keith, is the first time out, they'll start interviewing the coaches.
No question.
The NBA, which is the worst thing
it's
ever.
It's terrible.
The coaches hate that, and they don't admit it except Popovich. But
right. It's totally intrusive.
To build up these
yeah.
coaches are going to do.
It's
I hate to tell you, it's not about the coaches.
That's exactly right. I mean, Tennessee didn't win today or lost the game today. It wasn't about the coaches. It's about the fact that Carolina's better. And that's why Tennessee's a 500 basketball team. They got basically 500 players. Rick Barnes is a Hall of Fame coach, but you got to have players. I mean, at some point, you got to have players. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. 75 minutes into a commercial break-free excursion. Nobody else does this. Not anywhere, not anyhow. And leave a tip if you feel led. Let's get our next call in. Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello.
Hello, Dream Team. This is Barry Manilow. I bet you didn't know that I was a Tennessee basketball fan, did you, Basilio?
Barry Manilow, I did not know that.
Well, I've been following the team since the mid-70s when Bernard King was a member of Ray Mears' squad, along with Ernie Grunfeld. I also followed the team in the mid to late 80s when Mark Hotbench Griffin played for the team, a.k.a. the Bronze Bomber. I'm making a major comeback, and I'm getting ready to go on a worldwide tour, and I will be performing a concert in Knoxville in the next couple of months at a well-known establishment in Happy Hollow that will seat approximately 25 people comfortably. The song that I'm getting ready to sing for you is a rewrite of one of my mega blockbuster hits. My new album will be coming out in a couple weeks and will be available on vinyl or 8-track.
Vinyl and 8-track. I mean, the two medias that really are, they're hot right now.
This is actually the first time this song has been heard worldwide.
All right, go right ahead. Let's hear the world premiere.
I remember better times, raining threes as cold as ice. Now we're throwing water bottles from the top row of the Tommy Bowl. Your alleged football team knocked us out of the Sugar Bowl. Looking into these tearful sheep's eyes, I see a memory of dancing in the NCAA tournament. How happy we would be, oh Bandy. Well, you came and you took without giving. Then you put us away, oh Bandy. Brick by brick, all these shots we were taking. And I hate boys drunk.
Somebody just said it's official. They're drinking tonight. You're not the only one drinking tonight. Little rendition of Oh Vandy. Now, am I going to let today's show end on that note? I think I am. Keith. Presented by Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. Give me, and by the way, here this afternoon, Central Michigan's, let me get this right. Somebody has just been hired at Arizona.
Yeah, Curry got beat out by a guy from Central Michigan. Good work, John.
But Curry,
keep climbing that ladder,
Curry
baby.
was on their deal, and Curry, Donna Thomas is trying to pull him in here, which is really, really, really comical. But Oh Vandy is, until he got to the chorus, I didn't know what song we were singing there, but I did recognize Oh Vandy. Hatfield, give me a final thought here on the way out.
After that, I obviously waited too late today to start drinking. But that obviously you can't lose the next game up. I mean, that's a team on a, if they lose today, that makes them, what, 14, 15 in a row. I mean, that's completely wheels off the bus, and then you probably lose to Alabama next Saturday, and you lose your first game in the SEC tournament, and you're done. Go to Baton Rouge, take care of business against an awful team, come back here. Since Alabama's not probably going to be playing for anything, and we're not, and, well, they're usually tough on us, get to 17 and 14, 16 and 14.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have a winning record regardless.
That's right.
Given your strength of schedule, the NIT, absent there being just carnage in those small conference tournaments,
right.
I think as long as Tennessee's over 500, they're getting in.
But you understand about the way the whole NIT thing does, the way they do things now, they don't cater to the high majors anymore the way they once did. In other words, they're not
going
to put you in. It's become a better tournament because it's more of a reward now. And
oh no,
it's better basketball.
Get in there at 17-15.
Yeah.
They get in there at 17-16 or 17-15 or whatever. They're probably going to go play at somebody that got knocked off in one of these small conference tournaments.
Yes, and that's how they do things now in the NIT. It's no longer what it was, even when it was the last time Tennessee would have been a part of it.
Well, put it this way, Tony. Look at the one year that KO made it. There's no reason the World College of Charleston should have had to come play in Knoxville. Right. College of Charleston got ripped off that year. It's probably one of the 25 best teams in the country that year.
You know, and here's my thing about college basketball. Any game that we get the postseason is a bonus, and it will be an opportunity for this team to grow, but it's incumbent upon them to go to LSU and play well. Keith, thanks, man. Have a great night tonight, buddy.
You guys do the same.
All right, man.
See you, Keith.
Griff, on the way out, great spending a few minutes with you. I've got a couple people asking me on Twitter and also on Periscope. Where are you going to be tonight? You want to give out your coordinates? They're wondering. I got
Centennial High School.
Centennial High School. And is there like a tournament?
The regional tournament. There's a great game in Middle Tennessee Summit versus Antioch. I'll be there at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
And 6:30. I've got a kid from Centennial who I'm looking at. Going to watch him play. And they're I don't know who their opponent is right now, but then I've got another game that I'm going to go to, but I'm going to just be based down at, Centennial.
Okay.
So looking forward to it. There's a lot of good, looking at the paper, I would advise people to get out and watch high school ball throughout the state of Tennessee and
sure.
wherever people are listening to you. It's just pure basketball. It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Smell the popcorn and a lot of, especially now during the regional tournament time to see what upsets happen and see what stars are made and who can get into the sub-state and have a chance to go to the state tournament, which is a great thing, a great tradition in Tennessee and other states as well.
Before, Griff, I hurt my back a couple weeks back. Me and Mrs. B on a couple Friday nights went to a couple games. We were getting in the habit of going, and $5. It's great entertainment. Kids play really hard. It doesn't matter who you go and watch. I mean, you're going to get those kids. I mean, they give it their all in high school sports. And high school basketball is no different. It kind of reminds you of why it is we fell in love with this stuff, you know, when you go see a high school event.
Oh, sure. And like myself, I mean, my high school mentor growing up was my high school coach.
Yep.
He was like a father figure to me.
Yep.
You see these, I watch the coaches that coach, the boys and the girls, and just think what a great job they do. And they're so underappreciated, I think, because it's not, coach worship in the high school area that you see in the college scene and professional.
Yep.
But I think they do just as good a job. And I give someone like a Frank Martin a lot of credit, you know, cause that's where he came from. He's worked his way up. I respect the heck out of that guy as a coach outside of just pure threatening his players. But those guys see through that. That's why you see them blank stare at the coach. But my final thought, Tony, is we're playing LSU down there, and you've got Johnny Jones on the sideline. You should win that game because he's on his way out.
Yes,
and it's unfortunate for coaches to lose their job. And I played against Johnny Jones. I think he's a really nice guy, but I think this is a team that is playing for nothing right now, and this is a game that can help Tennessee get back into the final. You know, get ready for the tournament. Get some momentum going in the SEC, and I've not given up on this team at all. I mean, I really, the way SEC basketball with the league being down, any given night you can get on a run.
Yep.
Like we've seen many years in the SEC during the SEC tournament time.
Yep.
We can name many teams that have made runs.
El DeBarge made the NCAA tournament one year at Georgia.
Well, there you go. Georgia, that's right. So, you know, it could have exactly right with George Felton.
El DeBarge.
So, you know, it can happen. With this Tennessee team, I still believe they have a shot, which many people may not believe, but I do think so, because you could catch a team that will overlook a Tennessee team, and you can't overlook anybody in the SEC, regardless how good or bad they are. But, you know, I'm also looking at the NIT down the road after the SEC, because they see teams
mm-hmm.
now in the NIT. You know that from 1 to 8 in each bracket.
Right.
So they're also playing for seed in the NIT. And I would like to see them get a good matchup, and I really don't want to see them play a bad matchup in the first round, because I think they could do some damage in NIT, and that'll give this team extra experience going in and some extra motivation for next season. So I'm still looking forward to the rest of the season, Tony, and just let this one go, chalk it up to the best team won today. It's an NCAA tournament in South Carolina. We'll see how they fare. I don't
sure.
see them getting too far, but once again, it's going to depend on matchups. And they've got good guards. You know, Thornwell, I know Tennessee recruited him back in the day. I saw him play in high school. That Frank Martin had to get him and did. And they built off of him. And he's just a fine player. And I think he's going to be SEC Player of the Year, even though I'm partial to JJ at Georgia.
Yeah.
Because he just, I've never seen someone single-handedly beat Tennessee in several years like he did. But
he's a freak show.
You know, he is a freak show. But I think, and I'm not knocking Monk from Kentucky as well. But I think it's just the MVP of what they bring to the team. I think Thornwell to me is your player of the year.
Yeah, and give it to a veteran player. Don't give it to one of those mercenaries at Kentucky. Give it to a college basketball player. Both these guys are multi-year players. They're it's a better representation of the sport than what Kentucky's doing. No offense to Kentucky.
Well, Thornwell showed a lot of character too, Tony. Yeah. You know, he was out for several games. I don't know if they disclosed the reason for his suspension, but for him to come back and lead the way he does with his body language and just overall leadership skills, takes over a game. Like you said, a lot of senior leadership that the South Carolina team needed. I'm a big fan of Sundarius Thornwell.
Hey, Griff, tremendous job by you today, man. Thank you, brother.
Oh, my pleasure.
I want to thank Mark Griffin. It's a real blessing and an honor to be with him, and also Keith Hatfield. Tony Jones wasn't with us today. Tennessee loses 82-55 on the road at South Carolina. We're going to tee this thing back up on Wednesday night after Tennessee and LSU down there. And for the younger set listening to us, it's hard for me to comprehend, having gone through school at a time where LSU was a cat's meow in this league. And guys like Shaquille O'Neal and Stanley Roberts played there, and Chris Jackson, one of the more dynamic basketball players I've seen, and one of Mark's teammates, Doug Roth, was so frustrated one night down there in a road game that he gave the crowd the double-barreled finger on the way to being thrown out of a basketball game. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that used to happen in the old Southeastern Conference, where it was a battle night in and night out, and a battle to go to a place like that. And now to see them, you know, they are team life alert right now, because they've fallen and they can't get up. And it's pretty unreal. That's going to about do it for us. I want to thank my friends at Your Garza Law Firm, GarzaLaw.com, the great Marcos Garza. Thank you, sir, for making this possible. And also my friends at Smartway, 8,000 block of Kingston Pike. I thank you to both of them. Thank you, Smartway. Thank you, Marcos Garza and the Garza Law Firm. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for spreading the word for us. And I just want to say it was a pleasure and an honor to be with you today. And until we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, I hope you have yourself a great day. We'll get them next time. We'll get them. I'll have to take the LSU. No, I'm not taking the LSU helmet down. No. The LSU helmet was stolen off a table of LSU fans, fair and square. Stolen. By me. At an event that I wasn't even supposed to be at. I crashed the event. So there's a story behind the LSU helmet. So I'm not taking my LSU helmet down, those of you who are watching me. Because I think it's kind of, plus I like their color scheme anyway. I've always liked their helmet. I've always liked LSU's helmet. And they're innocent to us. I mean, we never play them in football. It doesn't really matter. I mean, God forbid, we never get to Atlanta, so it didn't get like it's going to matter. Once again, Tennessee falls to 15-14, 14-14 overall in the ones that matter, 7-9 in the league, at LSU Wednesday, and Alabama, and then in the Southeastern Conference Tournament, and we will be with you, to quote the great John Waite, every step of the way. No matter where you are, I'm with you every step of the way. No matter where you go, I'm with you every step of the way. I'm with you every step of the way. Till we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, thanks. God bless. Bust into a little John Waite there at the end. I mean, you can't beat that. Come on, man. That's South Carolina. Road game. Okay, now once this thing saves, I gotta work on some production in here. I gotta do a spot or two. Tell you how bad that game was. I came down here and started working on commercials with like 9 minutes left in the game. I'm like, I'm not going to sit there and subject myself to that. I don't know if anybody else felt the same way, but I was like, well, these guys are checking out. I'm checking out. You know, if a game's close, I'll watch it, you know? I mean, or even if it's you're getting beat, it looks like you're going to get beat, but it's like a 7-8 point game and the guys are playing hard or whatever. When I start seeing that individual stuff, and then you go 6 me, yeah, you take a nap. I mean, you're just like, well, okay. And the truth is, for that team to be what they are, which is to say, they're okay, but you got to have players. That's why I harp on recruiting. You got to have players. I know it makes people mad. I hate that it makes people mad, but that's how sports are. If I have a better team than you, most times I'm going to beat you. It's amazing we haven't had more nights like tonight this season, to me. Which is a credit. It's a credit to those kids and that staff, but it's also kind of an indictment on the kids and that staff. You gotta have better players. I mean, and you gotta better guard play. People are telling me, well, Tennessee will be better next year, and I'm going, I don't know that. Like, I know Grant Williams can play. I know Bowden can play. I know Fulkerson can play. I'm losing Hubs. I don't know about our guards. And that's the biggest piece. The guards are the biggest piece. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have guard play in the sport of modern college basketball, you will not win. You will not beat people. You will be a 500 basketball team. I mean, I don't know if it makes me a bad guy, but I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid of, well, automatically this team's better. I don't know that. I don't know that. I'm not willing to say that. I mean, I kind of hope that's the case, but I really do. I really hope that's the case, but let me see something here. I want to hear something. I'm going to work on this commercial real quick. Foundation wants you to know that if you're buying your flooring anywhere else, you're spending extra money that you do not have to. Nobody beats Stover's liquidation price and selection on flooring for your home. First quality, hand scraped, in 4 colors, 25-year warranty, only us online anytime at stoversliquidation.com. Stover's. Stover's Liquidation wants you to know that if you're buying your flooring anywhere else, you're spending extra money that you do not have to. Nobody beats Stover's Liquidation price and selection on flooring for your home. First quality, hand scraped, in 4 colors, 25-year warranty, only $210 per square foot. Buying in volume, as low as volume, $185 per square foot, plus shipping. Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of tiles of porcelain tile right now. Buy 1 square foot, get 1 square foot free. Hundreds of tiles of porcelain tile. Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of tiles of porcelain. I just have a wrong word in there. Has hundreds of tiles. What in the world? Where did that come from? Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of styles. Ah, that's painful. All right, let me go back here. Okay. I have to undo that. And now I guess I can keep that. Okay, let's see. Check, check, check. Check, 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 check. Okay, so I'm recording commercials now. If you're in here for the call-in show, you're late. Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of styles of porcelain tile. I like that. All right, let's do that. 1, 2, 3, and... Stover's Liquidation! Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of styles of porcelain tile right now! Buy 1 square foot, get 1 square foot free! Okay, now for some reason that didn't record, and why didn't that record? What's that about? What is that? What is this one? Okay. Stover's Liquidation. Okay, why didn't that record? What am I doing here? This is going to drive me nuts. Check, check, check. What? Oh, it's unplugged. Oh, gosh. Now I got to get down here on the floor. I'm not doing that. Oh, man. Oh, God, my back. Ouch. Okay. Got to reread this line. Check, 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 check. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of styles of porcelain tile right now. Buy 1 square foot. Get 1 square foot free. All right. Let's see if that'll work. I got to do my magic here to this, which is to say, got to add a little compression. Make the voice sound bigger than it is. Interesting. Make me sound like I've got some, shall we say, testicular fortitude instead of the little ZD. All right, let's see. Check, check, check. 1, 2. All right, now I can get back to editing this thing. So, yeah, today's game pretty much sucked. If Tennessee hires John Curry and they don't interview David Blackburn, people are going to snap in this fan base.
Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of styles of porcelain tile right now. Buy 1 square foot, get 1 square foot free.
And I don't even know how to, I don't even know what to say about this place anymore. It's so maddening and stupid. The way these people do things, it's just so illogical.
Porcelain tile right now. Buy 1 square foot, get 1 square foot free. Hurry and check out the... Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of tiles of porcelain tile right now. Buy 1 square foot, get 1 square foot free. Hurry and check out the easy-to-use...
Gonna have to add... Let's see here. That up. A decibel. Let's see if that works.
Foot plus shipping. Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of styles of porcelain tile right now.
Okay. So let's see if I can marry the two and see if it's seamless.
Plus shipping. Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of styles of porcelain tile right now. Buy 1 square foot. Get 1 square foot free. Get 1 square foot free. Hurry and check out the... Hurry and check out the easy-to-use grout. You'll never have to worry about sealing again, ever. Get the latest and fastest DIY flooring ever. Quick fit, luxury, vinyl plank with lifetime residential warranty. Simply lay it down side
How
by
we
side
doing,
and
party
that's
people?
It. No gluing, no clicking. You have to see it to believe it. Check out our installation video at StoversLiquidation.com or come see us in person. On the Asheville Highway.
I got my lights out in here.
Or shop us online anytime at StoversLiquidation.com.
You know why I got the lights out?
Stover!
Because it's lights out. That's why I got my lights out, because it's lights out. You know what lights out means? It's lights out. It's Quaintons. So where are you all listening to us from today? Talk to me. Those of you on the app, Twitter, Periscope, the whole thing. Where are y'all listening to me from? I'm in beautiful Knoxville. Where are you? Where are you today? I'm in Knoxville. Home of the champions. Home of the champions. You're in Atlanta, Aaron? Aaron, are you excited about your getting an MLS team in Atlanta? You going to go watch some soccer this summer? You going to give it a chance or you going to be a hater? It's a pretty good show. MLS Soccer Live. It's not bad. Let me see. You guys tell me if this is too fast. I gotta pitch this thing down a little bit. Right now, let's see here. I gotta get this thing to 55.5. And I'm gonna pitch it down to 55.3. I need you to tell me if it's too fast, too slow. You listen here. Okay? You up in Bristol? Cool, man.
Stover's Liquidation wants you to know that if you're buying your flooring anywhere else, you're spending extra money that you do not have to. Nobody beats Stover's Liquidation price and selection on flooring.
How about some other party people? Where are y'all at?
Hand scrape in 4 colors, 25-year warranty, only $210 per square foot. Buying in volume, as low as just $185 per square foot, plus shipping. Stover's Liquidation has hundreds of styles of porcelain tile right now. Buy 1 square foot, get 1 square foot free. Hurry and
Africa.
Check out the easy-to-use route. You'll never have to worry about...
Say hi to Hugh Freeze. for
ever.
Me.
Ever. Get the latest and fastest DIY flooring ever. Quick fit luxury vinyl plank with lifetime residential warranty. Simply lay it down side by side and that's it. No gluing.
He's hunting ball
no
players.
Clicking. You have to
and
see it to believe it. Check out
spreading
our installation video at StoversLiquidation.com or come see us in person on the Astro
Tasty
Highway
Freeze
in Knoxville or shop us online anytime at StoversLiquidation.com. Stovers.
That sounds pretty good. All right, let me see now. Put some music behind it. Okay. Where's my music bed? Let's see here. Man, it would have been fun to sneak into the NCAA tournament. I just never have my hopes up with that basketball team because they're just not good enough. Which kind of stinks, but... All right, let's see what we have here.
Stover's Liquidation wants you to know that if you're buying your flooring anywhere else, you're spending extra money that you do not have to. Nobody beats Stover's Liquidation price and selection on flooring for your home. First quality, hand scraped in four colors.
Like a condemned criminal sitting down here in the dark.
Only $210 per square foot. Buying in volume as low as just $185 per square foot, plus shipping. Stover's Liquidation.
Is that music too loud or is that okay?
Tile right now, buy 1 square foot, get 1 square foot free. Hurry and check out the easy. Anytime at StoversLiquidation.com. Stovers.
NASCAR's always been sports entertainment, dude. Where you been? When I found out from one of my buddies who's a spotter for one of the teams that when you go to a short track, I mean, when you go to a super speedway, that they assign the restrictor plate that each team gets, that's all I need to know. So check this out. If NASCAR was on the level... Wouldn't everybody? That's exactly right. Dale Earnhardt Jr. back in the day, after his dad died down there, they took a 10-penny nail and went in the middle of his plate. Because if it was on the up and up, we would all reach into the same box and we'd all have the same plate. Why would you assign a plate to me? Once I found that out, I said, well, Mom, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm going to use some common sense here. That doesn't add up. That's an inconvenient NASCAR truth right there. Let's continue. Stover's looking.